101X.
We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Back again to sample some suds from San Diego. It's Marty, along with the brewmaster at Carl Strauss, the award-winning Paul Segura. Hello, good
morning. Hello, friends. Man. Happy Friday.
And the man that hosts the Beer Awards for San Diego Beer Awards, and he's got it all documented and promoting all the best of our area at sandiegobeer.news. Brandon Hernandez. Hi, good morning.
Good to see you guys.
You guys ready to drink some beer?
Beer for breakfast.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
All right, guys. We got a couple of interesting, very creative beers from Kairoa Brewing Company in front of us right now. Mm-hmm. Kairoa, of course, in University Heights. They've been around a little while. And they continue to push the envelope on what beer is, or, you know, established beer styles or tweaking stuff. And the first beer in front of us is a pretty good example of that. Really creative. It's called Breakfast of Champs. Mm. This beer is a German Hefeweizen, but they fermented it using a genetically modified yeast. Really quick. Most German Hefeweizens have bananas and cloves, but this GMO yeast takes away the cloves. So they modified it so you don't get the clove. You only get the banana.
Wow.
So then these guys... If that wasn't enough, they threw in some boxes of Wheaties into the brew itself, into the mash.
What?
Yeah. And they used some like German Pilsner malts, but they also dry hopped it, which is not something people... do with Hefeweizens.
Yeah.
And they dry hopped it with these really tropical New Zealand hops, Rewaka and Motueka. And so this thing is like, it smells banana and tropical.
Yeah. All hot matter that's making that happen, right?
Right. You taste this and you get like pears and you get mangoes and melon. And it's none of that's from fruit. It's all from the yeast and the dry hops.
Yeah.
And
so hold on a second. Brewmaster, let's not bury the lead. A box of Wheaties went into making it? Like,
yeah, man.
I love the banana and all the science, but what? That's not science. I feel like that's a little stonery, but maybe not. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't there when they brewed this. Maybe they had the munchies, you know?
Okay. And
who doesn't like Wheaties?
Have you used cereal to make beer before?
I did a collab once with Thorn Brewing, and we used a bunch of... glitter to it.
Glitter.
And yeah, we counted
duct tape.
It was like Count Chocula.
Some marbles.
And we barrel aged it.
What was the beer?
It was called
Halloween Glitter Party.
I think we called it Dracula Tears or something.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's better.
Amazing. To this beer and to what you did, it is an original, right? This is straight out of the, you didn't know this was a possibility in the beer world.
Right. This is what craft brewers do. This
right.
is what we're known for, that we push the envelope, we come up with new creations, and it's super fresh, and it's local, and so it's like, you know, I love everything about this.
And so one cool thing about it, too, is like you notice they had the two New Zealand style hops. That actually is all about them, because this is a brewery that opened about 6 years ago. It was opened by a New Zealand family that comes from a New Zealand sheep farm. So like they came out here and they said, you know, we want to bring some of our culture into the mix. So they have a menu of New Zealand meets SoCal food, which is super cool. And these two hops.
Try this next beer, Brewmaster.
Okay, so this next beer is called Nopalito Saison. And originally I thought the name, it might have some nopales in there.
Right.
But it doesn't. Nopalito is a farm, a local farm, where they grabbed some fruit and they pureed it up. And it's got like nectarines and peaches and lemons in there. And they added it to this Saison that's got German rye in it. So once again, they're like, really getting creative with their beers here, man.
It's like fusion, like cultural fusion. So I see Saison and I rush to it. Like I don't even have to see the rest of the beer board. I will order that. So I saw these, I went for it, and I'm like, oh, that's a really nice dry but fruity Saison. I didn't even know there was fruit in it.
Yeah.
And it's so balanced that it still tastes like a traditional farmhouse ale without just being like, you know, Starburst or something like that. It's really good.
Brandon, how many beers on their board over there? Because if these two are so inviting, I got to believe they may or may not have many.
They brew pretty regularly. I would say like around a dozen.
A dozen?
Of house specialties
going
on.
And what styles?
just about everything. You know, they don't shy away from anything. And as you can see here, they're willing to take a swing and do something fun or interesting, wow. especially, you know, teaming with different members of the brewing community.
Brewmaster, talk to us about Kairoa Brewing's two beers that we sampled.
Okay, the first beer we had was called Breakfast of Champs, and it was a creative German Hefeweizen. Super good. I think 5.2 ABV.
Yeah.
Second beer we had was Nopalito Saison, which was a 6% ABV version of a German Saison, Belgian. Yeah.
Not since Weir Beer, who we love in North County. I think if we had something so creative and original, these guys, 6 years, and I'm surprised that we haven't had them on, and so glad now that we have. K-A-I-O-R-A Brewing, and they're in University Heights. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Yeah, support your local breweries.
Yeah.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.News. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.News.